thanks so much for coming in today and talking with us about how you got started in your career in anthropology. My first question is just simply that, if you could please tell us how you went about getting your first professional job after graduating.
A lot of it came through internships. I can't stress how valuable those are. As an undergrad, I received a first internship as a competitive internship at what was then the Denver Museum of Natural History, mm-hmm. now the Museum of Nature and Science. And I had an internship that was a year long, and it turned into an extended internship that was an additional year. And from that, you start getting into the basics of what, you know, do in museums, the collections management, and whatnot. And so that really provided me a level of skills that you don't receive, you know, in the classroom. And then from that, I was really fortunate to receive another internship at the School for, what was that, the School for American Research. Uh-huh. Everything I go to, they change the name, is that right? the School for American Research, which is now the School for Advanced Research in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Uh-huh. And I was the Harvey W. Braniger intern there. And that one was, you know, fantastic because it was an academic year-long paid internship. They provided housing as well. Mm-hmm. And you had your own budgets and such, you know, for travel and whatnot. But you also were able to work in depth with the collections. Mm-hmm. And this was also a time period where people were starting to digitize collections. Everything was being computerized. And so you got a lot of skills in that as well. So it really strengthened, like, you know, your collections management, but also just being around the seminars, being around the scholars and the colloquiums they were doing. You also got a really broad and extensive background. It was basically, you know, like a mini graduate school in a sense. So that was also really helpful and gave me a grounding for what eventually become my job. Mm-hmm. From then, I was encouraged to apply at the nearby Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, as we had an opening for an assistant curator of collections, mm-hmm. Basically, you know, like an assistant collections manager. And so I had a good, background by that time, and I applied and was again fortunate to receive that job, and that's where I started.
That's terrific. What a great set of skills you got during those internships, and it connected perfectly with that first job. So if you could identify the key factors in getting that job, beyond the internship itself, is there anything specific you can think of and identify?
Also, finding a strong mentor, mm-hmm. a mentor that you can work with and identify with. That happened to me in school. In my case, it was an archaeologist, Ruben Mendoza, who was when I was at the University of Colorado at Denver. And he really helped me out because, you know, again, this is a period after I had gone to a two-year art school, mm-hmm. and then realized that I didn't have the temperament to be a freelancer. And then also they taught us skills like photomechanical reproduction. Everything that was outdated the day we left. You know, so but going back to the university and then kind of discovering what I was doing, always had an interest in anthropology, you know, majoring in that, and then working with the Professor Mendoza was something that was also very key in helping me develop, you know, your career path and mm-hmm. deciding what you want to do, because it, you know, it has changed, it hasn't completely, you know, gone the way you want it to be, but you're still, you know, like, satisfied and happy with the work that you're doing.
Yeah, that's terrific. You've mentioned your professor. How well do you feel that the academic program itself prepared you for the jobs?
It's a little different, I think, particularly in museums, because there's, you know, there's so much of it, you know, that you get to learn the theory and such that it helps you in certain aspects, but other parts, it really is hands-on. Mm-hmm. There was a former curator of collections, of archaeological collections, who said museum studies is nice, but you also need the dose of reality to get in and see which is actually possible. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, they both work hand in hand, but that practical experience is very important, particularly when you're going into a non-academic area like museums.
Yes. All right. And so leaving school, did you get the type of job that you expected when you were a student? Did you anticipate what you'd be doing?
In a sense, yes. I guess I could say yes. I was, I feel like I've always gone to museums sideways. that it wasn't my direct plan, but I kind of slid into it sideways.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then I kind of think of what learning that we do in museums. My first job really was very similar. You know, you're doing a lot of basic, you know, collections management things, duties and routines, getting to do, learning about things, integrated pest management, caring for objects, building support mounts, and just, you know, the basic care that allowed you to appreciate that work that goes behind the scenes, you know, without even getting near an exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on being, working, you know, in depth in exhibitions, you know, you have that good background. And then being exposed to different collections, and like I said, you just, it's almost like through osmosis, you gain this familiarity and experience with pieces, and you learn more and more about them, talking to both museum staff, scholars, artists, and other people.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you after you graduated to get your first job?
It was about a year and a half. So actually, I feel fortunate that it was only a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Yeah.
What did you do? How did you target your search during that period of time?
Well, for me, there was an area in the country that I wanted to work in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was basically, you know, the Southwest. So I really looked there and to try to find places and internships that would help me in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was like my priority, although for other people it might be different.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the type of work and then where you can broaden your search for. But for me, it was fairly specific because I wanted to be close to home.
Right. So it's important to take geography into consideration as you're doing your planning.
Yes. Yes, very.
Do you think you would have done anything differently? You say you kind of came into sideways into this. If you knew what you knew now, would you have done anything differently to get to this point?
Yes. Yes. I think if you do have a job that you really like, and it's, but like I said, you're still, you know, in graduate school, you're starting graduate school, then take only a few classes, you know, maybe one or two maximum
mm-hmm.
at a time. Don't go full time, and trying to do a full time job, it's just not possible. You're not doing either justice, and so the big result is that you're not doing either one well.
Right.
And so really, you need to focus and give each one the attention that it deserves, and then you'll just, you know, it'll take a longer, you know, it's a longer pathway, but it'll turn out better.
Yeah, terrific. Are there any other tips or any other advice that you'd give to someone who is entering the field?
Yes, I mean, so, you know, you're in this field and it's not the one that pays the best, but it's one that has incredible rewards, and try and find those and just, like I said, be happy in your
work. Very good. Terrific. Thank you so much.
Yeah.